15, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murdoch came and said, "Doc, you'll pitch it today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on the birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned it to a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd tracked back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver bull in his arm into a gun. I took a look around the world one time, finally discovered you can't charge a bull. I'm three down 4th Street Street in his inner 0-0 time. And all those badass names come singing from a voice out of the sky. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with each new swing of the band. His single look like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating. Now I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't charge a book. On the 7th, he was up one nothing and giving those spiders fits. By the bottom of the 8th, he was up to nothing and it's two that got any hits. With one eye left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. The birthday cake was shaking and those waves of color were going wild. Respect for this guy, Doc Ellis. I've been in some very intense situations when I've been high on LSD. I have. I've been like in front of thousands of people trying to play this intense instrument with these strings that are just like vibrating and, you know, coming up out of the instrument, and I don't even know what it is, but I know that I'm supposed to play it. I've done that. So I feel like I've got some depth of respect for this man, Doc Ellis, because he went there and he pitched in a professional ball game, and he did pretty fucking good, dude. He was slaying it. I mean, he like struck him out. He walked a few guys. It wasn't a perfect game. It was not a perfect game. He walked a few guys. He hit like
four or five batters. It was by far not a perfectly pitched baseball game. But he got a no-hitter under the influence of LSD, which is awesome, man. Yeah. All right, let's finish this up. By the time that he mowed the last man down, he was high as he had ever been. Dancing at the sound of the world going round, we all know where the wind. Though the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was a down doc and I saw the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book.
Satisfy the flute cheering section up front here.
I was blowing the horn, man. I was playing some serious shit there, you know. I'm trying to lay it down, and you know it's difficult. Sorry.
Man, Flagstaff is really into the flute.
That's my
job. That's awesome, man. We're gonna take note of that. Like, this does not go unnoted, folks.
We're taking notes. We're studious in
America. Phoenix is a little more of a French horn town, I understand.
More French horn.
I'm gonna play one, two more, and then we're gonna come out and just hang out with you guys, because we like you. You're awesome. That's another one, another song dedicated to Brian's son, Cody, because he's awesome. It's called Cody.
One,